The democratically controlled House approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump for abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and for obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. No Republicans voted for the measure. Later, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to say when she would send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, saying she first had to see what that trial might look like. Early Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor and condemned the Democrats, saying Pelosi is afraid to send over what he called their shoddy work. He said it is up to the Senate to correct that by acquitting Trump.
The Senate must put this right. We must rise to the occasion. There's only one outcome that is suited to the paucity of evidence, the failed inquiry, the slapdash case. It could not be clearer which outcome would serve the stabilizing, institution-preserving, fever-breaking role for which the United States Senate was created, and which outcome would betray it.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer countered the Majority Leader's comments, noting McConnell himself had said he had no intention of being impartial in a Senate trial.
The message from Leader McConnell at the moment is that he has no intention of conducting a fair trial, no intention of acting impartially, no intention of getting the facts.
At her regular Thursday news conference, Pelosi once again refused to specify when she might send the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
The next thing for us will be when we see the process that is set forth in the Senate, then we'll know the number of managers that we may have to go forward and who we would choose.
A trial in the Senate, which McConnell has said would be a top priority in January, is likely to end with Trump's acquittal by the majority Republican body. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.